Hello there, small business owners. True time. Have you ever felt like you're stuck on a hamster wheel? Now imagine it. You see that wheel and the little hamster is running, but you're grinding nonstop, just like the hamster, but you're not getting anywhere in your business. Imagine if you could actually achieve more by doing less. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, I'm here to tell you it's not. Tune in to this episode where I share how to do just that. It's all about leveraging your time, your talent, and tactics. You deserve to have a thriving business and a joyful life. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I am sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners and CEOs. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you're having a great week. Today, I want to dive into this word or term that we've heard before so many times, this hustle and grind culture. Just keep going, keep pushing, and you will see success. And I want to flip the script on this and show why hustle culture does not guarantee success and how you can actually do less to achieve more. So I know you've heard it before. You have to hustle to succeed. But let's be honest, hustle culture can be draining and unsustainable. Ultimately, you need to develop healthy habits that allow you to run your business rather than letting it run you. In other words, let's do less to achieve more. And so if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, Donna, that sounds like a nice idea, but how in the world can I do that? I've got so many things to do. My to-do list never ends. On top of that, I'm constantly putting out fires, one thing after another. I have no time to do less. In fact, I actually need to clone myself because I need a duplicate of me. And today I want to share with you five changes that can help you do less to achieve more. I am on a mission to help small business owners ditch the hustle and grind culture and really focus on what matters most. There are way too many of us working way too many hours a week. And I know for most of us, we got into business for some sort of freedom, right? Financial freedom, time freedom, location freedom, decision-making freedom, whatever that looks like for you. If you are constantly working and you're being pulled each and every day in many directions, you're not seeing that freedom that you originally got into business for. So let's change that. Let's flip the script. Let's stand here today and say, I don't need to hustle and grind to be successful. And I'm going to go through these five easy steps that you can implement in your business this week, really, to help you get out of this hustle and grind culture mentality. So first up, forget the 8, or should we say 12-hour myth. Your productivity is not determined by how much time you spend on a task. Oh, I spent 4 hours on this, therefore I was productive. No, it doesn't work that way. In fact, after a certain point in time, you're going to see diminishing returns on your productivity. Don't let the hustle culture fool you. It is entirely possible to be as productive in 4 or 5 hours as it is in 8, and more in 12. The key here is to maximize your productivity in shorter blocks of time and to know what your personal limits are. We recently just went through Summer Olympics. I don't know if any of you watched any of them, but I want you to think about this like a sprinter versus a marathon runner. Right, those men 100 meters, they get down in the block and it's a short burst, they're gone, and before you know it, they're at the finish line, right? Like hundreds of a seconds apart from each other at that finish line. They get great results in a very short amount of time. Whereas that marathon runner, his body's built differently, he's expected to run for 2 or 3 hours at a slower pace, but has to have that stamina to keep going. You can do the same in your business by focusing intensely like the sprinter does. Focus intensely for shorter periods of time to really see that productivity soar. So that's the first tip. 8 or 12 hours is a myth. Number 2, learn from your failures. Did I just say failures? Well, yes, I did, because the honest truth is we all are going to fall down at some point. We're all going to experience failure. A decision we made, something didn't work out the way we wanted. This is a fact of being a business owner. Let's be honest. You're going to experience failure maybe more often than other people do who aren't entrepreneurs. And it's crucial to build resilience and to learn how to deal with those setbacks. How do you get up quickly, pick up the pieces, and move forward? How do you learn from what went wrong so that you don't repeat that again? I remember a time when I launched a marketing campaign for a new offer that, quite frankly, completely flopped, right? Instead of dwelling on it, I actually had to analyze, okay, what went wrong? How can I adjust my strategy and do better the next time, so that the next time I put out a marketing campaign, I have a better result. It's about learning from these experiences, right? And we'll become more efficient and better over time. That means more time to lounge by the pool, more time to read that book, more time to do the things that you want to do outside of your business. Because you are becoming more efficient. You're reusing those assets, rinse and repeat. You're building systems that work inside your business so that you can spend less time in the day-to-day doing. Okay, tip number 3, just say no. Such a simple word, right? 2 little letters, N-O. But you know what? For so many of us, this one is really tough, especially for all the people pleasers out there. I'm sure I have some in my audience. We all can be people pleasers at certain times, but saying no is essential. We only have so many hours in the day. Why are we trying to squeeze in extra commitments that don't actually pay off for us? Or for our business. Just because someone asks doesn't mean it has to be a yes. Take the time to analyze, does this fit with my immediate priorities? Does this align with where I want to go? Is this the audience I want to get in front of? And if there's a mismatch there, it is okay to say no. So I want you to focus on your immediate priorities, your work, your family, your personal time. And set boundaries for those requests that don't support those things, right? If you can imagine this analogy for a minute, let's say you've got a tree and you need to do some pruning. You have to cut off the less important branches so that you can allow the main branches to flourish and to grow. If you are not pruning your tree, then those smaller branches are starting to take over and getting in the way and not allowing those important branches to really grow and reach out and see their full potential. You want to do the same for your business. Focus on your immediate priorities, those really important branches. Okay, tip number 4, eliminate distractions and multitasking. Now this is a big one. How many of us have distractions? All of us. How many of us try multitasking? All of us. But we know the science behind it. Distractions cost you and your business money. Checking your phone for every notification, frequent unplanned phone calls, drop-in visits, unexpected meeting requests, tapping into all the notifications, it's all costing you money. And as for multitasking, not a great idea. The American Psychological Association actually found that shifting between tasks can cause up to 40% loss in productivity. Up to 40%. That means almost the time that you're spending shifting between, you're actually losing. So you think you're gaining, but you're actually losing. So what does this mean for you? Stop multitasking. Ditch the distractions. Create an environment where you can work uninterrupted for some period of time. Stay out of your inbox. Stay out of your social media notifications. Have fewer distractions so you can really focus and get in the zone for some time of each day. The more you can do this, the more productive you'll become. So that means do not disturb should become your new best friend, right? And I know it's hard sometimes, but doing small steps toward this. For example, I found having my phone on my desk very distracting for me because it beeps, it nudges, it does this, it does that, it vibrates. Ugh. So I moved it away. So I only need to focus on my desktop. Close down the tabs that I'm not using right now and only keep the tabs open that I need. Yeah, it takes another minute to open the tab afterwards, but trust me, that's nothing that I lose compared to flipping back and forth to tabs. My mind shifts and I've lost where I was. I've lost that train of thought. I've lost that flow mode. So do not disturb becomes your new best friend. And the last tip here is to hire and delegate wisely. One of the easiest ways for us to step away from our business and enjoy more time with our family and our friends is by hiring wisely and delegating strategically. So for me, the key has always been to surround myself with people I trust to handle the work I'm not strong at or I'm not interested in doing. And my guiding principle has always been to let go of the need to do everything all the time. If it doesn't align with my overall goals, I need to be able to let go. And you as business owner and CEO, I encourage you to do the same. If you think about it this way, ultimately, you are in charge of your schedule. That's one of the reasons you got into business in the first place, right? That time freedom. And yes, as a mom myself, as a CEO myself, I understand how difficult it can be to balance work and home life. Certain times of the year are harder than others, no doubt. But it's very possible if you establish the right habits and routines so you can maximize your productivity in fewer hours than you were doing before. So if you're ready to slow down, spend some time with family and friends, or maybe take that vacation you've been thinking about all year, but you're not sure how to make it happen, I want you to remember these 5 tips. Forget the 8-hour myth. Learn from your failures. Just say no. eliminate distractions and multitasking, and hire and delegate wisely. Now, we could unpack each of those in a separate episode, to be honest with you. There's a lot behind each one of those, and I understand that. But if this is something you would like some help with, then I encourage you to book your free pulse check call, where we're going to dive into what's really holding you back in your business. It's a free 20-minute call where we'll dive into what's holding you back and give you tips and strategies on how you can move forward. Because I truly believe that we can do less and achieve more. So until next time, take care and keep focusing on what truly matters. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.